Ed, I know for the people listening, I know I'd be thinking if I'm very new to this and a beginner, I'm still quite fuzzy. Could you maybe explain? I know you teach a lot of people how to do like what you did with your sister-in-law, find a niche, set up a website, drive some traffic to it. But you also have quite a lot of experience actually, you know, skipping that entire process and just going and finding an established website and buying it so that you don't have to worry about whether the site has traffic or makes money. You can look at the numbers. They're right in front of you.
Yeah.
And then possibly collect a lot of those sites and live off the cash flow, or collect a lot of them and sell them or even collect one and just make it large and a big business. So,
Do you know how we make this really easy for everybody, Yaro? If we just substitute the word website for the word house.
Let's do it.
And then all of a sudden, this makes total sense to everybody because people get real estate investment. It's as old as the hills. And what do we do in real estate investment? You find a place in a great location that needs work, but you know the location's fantastic. And you know that if you, put in the home theater, give it a lick of paint, get the garden right, you know that you're going to get the cash flow from the rental. And indeed, if you decide to sell it later on, you'll get the capital gain of the sale. Buy, renovate and flip is the oldest real estate trick in the book. And this is if, back in 2006, I thought, hang on a second. Websites are assets too that have the same characteristics. They have, a value and the area that they are in, the market. If it's a good market or a bad market. And the great thing about, website as opposed to a house is that there's so much more data and statistics available. So you really don't have to guess. There's nowhere near the risk. And then the technique. There's so many renovation techniques to renovate these sites. And you can buy a site that's already got great cash flow. The rent's good, right? And so for some people, that's a much smarter way to go. And I must say, too, even today, it's funny because, you and I were, of course, talking about this, for 3-4 years now. And I do you remember me saying, I thought, oh, maybe these good prices won't last for more than a couple of years. And it's still going today, and, of course, it's a much more sophisticated market today. We've got sites like Flipper.com and so on where you can go and find these places. Anyway, the point is that it's an asset just like a house. But here's the cool thing. If you try to do a due diligence study on somebody's house at 2 a.m. in the morning, they're not going to be happy. They're not going to want to let you. But with a website, of course, you can go in and you can check it all out, do the research at any time of the day, night, whenever. And the great thing about it is there's so many things you can do to really verify these numbers. And, of course, then when it comes to renovations, I did do quite a bit of real estate investing. The part that I hated more than anything else was the renovation part because I had to deal with contractors. And that was terrifying for me because I really didn't know what they were up to. And what makes websites that much more exciting is when you renovate a website, that's like running a test, if you will. You change something on the site and you see if that improves sales. And if it does, you keep it going. But if it decreases sales, you change it back to the thing that was working and you do those tests. You can test that. You can do that test every week if you like. And every one of those tests has the potential to increase your profits, which makes, of course, your investment all that much better. So you get great cash flow. And, of course, as you build the cash flow, you increase the value of your assets. So if you decide to sell later on, there's the capital gain as well. So, if people just – if they want to try understand websites and if they just think – houses, then they're going to be set, I think, Yaro.
All right. Now, that's leading me into a really good sort of case study situation. Ed, let's, with the last 15 minutes or so we have here for a call, let's say I'm listening to this and I'm hearing what you're saying. I've got $1,000 in the bank. I want to make my first investment with the plan on renovating it, selling it to make some more money to hopefully reinvest and make some more. What would you recommend? Go straight to Flipper.com